When we look around the world right now, people are being triggered by the values, beliefs, thoughts, and ideas of others. Buttons are being pushed as people lash out at one another to defend their views, make themselves right, and the other person wrong. People everywhere are pissing each other off, but what the heck is going on? I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to where we talk about spirituality in a practical way. Today, we're going to talk about emotional triggers. We're going to look at what is an emotional trigger, why we have emotional triggers, and how they're actually a good thing and we can use them to heal ourselves. If that interests you, make sure you hit like and subscribe. I'm also going to share some links in the description to some other episodes that explore emotions in more detail, so make sure you check those out. Let's get started with the question, what is a trigger or an emotional trigger? Well, a trigger is anything that helps you bring to the surface or recall a traumatic memory from your past. It can be a word, an object, a person, a behavior or action, a sensation, a face, a place, or any situation or thing that causes you to feel unsettled or fearful. You might feel anxious, nervous, sick, hurt, or uneasy, and you're not sure why. But your subconscious mind knows and is trying to help you. When a trigger is experienced, it may prompt irrational and unexplained behaviors and actions. The trigger prompts an automatic reaction only to the trigger, and all other sensory information is ignored. When we're triggered, we cannot see or hear logic or consider other perspective views or information objectively. We know we feel triggered by something or someone when we feel agitated, anxious, or frustrated. We hold onto the situation and we refuse to let it go. We react automatically with thoughts, emotions, words, actions, or behaviors that we feel we cannot control. When someone is triggered or their buttons are pushed, the response can be viewed by others as irrational and even a little bit insane. So to understand why triggers occur, we need to understand trauma and the resolution of trauma. Trauma is a result of an unresolved incident caused by an overwhelming amount of physical, mental, emotional, relational, or spiritual stress. And this stress exceeds our ability to cope with whatever the distress is. To resolve is to solve a problem, end a difficulty, or make a decision formally or with determination. So when we experience something we cannot resolve physically, mentally, or emotionally, this creates trauma. And trauma is held in the body as energy with the frequency of that unresolved, conflicting, and trapped emotions and thoughts. Trauma can be created by an external event, a situation, a person, a thing, or condition that creates stress or distress. The level of tolerance of stress and distress and the ability to handle stress is different for everyone. What is enjoyable for one person, such as a roller coaster ride, might be terrifying for another. So no wound or trauma is more or less valid or legitimate than another. What is trauma to one may or may not be trauma to another. Trauma is often created in childhood and can range from being born into the world, being yelled at for making a mess, to being bullied or physically or sexually abused. Trauma is not only what exists and is experienced by an individual, but also what is missing. This could be neglect and the absence of physical, mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual support. Incidents of trauma can occur dozens or hundreds of times in childhood. Trauma comes from confused and conflicting thoughts and our needs not being met. A child cannot understand why a parent who is supposed to love them would hit them or hurt them. If a child deserves to be hit or hurt, how can they be loved? Does it mean someone loves you if they hit you or hurt you? A child is told to be quiet when they speak up for what they need or want. They're told to be quiet, to be seen or not heard. Well, does this mean they are not worthy or deserving of having what they need? Does this mean their thoughts and needs are not important? Does this mean they should be quiet even when they need to say something? In these situations, the confusing and conflicting thoughts and emotions are not expressed externally and they're not resolved. They remain within us, waiting for an opportunity to rise to the surface and express themselves so we can properly process and understand them and then let them go. They remain within us, waiting for a trigger or something to occur to help them emerge. And when we're triggered, whatever need was not met at the time of the trauma fights to be met. It comes to the surface. Whatever part of us we discarded, punished, hid, or ignored fights to be seen, heard, valued, acknowledged, or loved. So this is an opportunity to heal trauma through triggers. A trigger brings the energy of trauma to the surface, along with the associated thoughts and emotions for it to be resolved. A trigger is an opportunity to heal trauma and a wound and resolve the conflicting and confusing thoughts and emotions that are associated with it. A trigger is a messenger for the unhealed parts of our soul. We heal our traumas when we're conscious and aware. We heal our traumas when we know we're being triggered and we choose to hold back from an unconscious emotional and irrational reaction and behavior just for a moment. We heal our traumas when we consider the emotions and thoughts that arise in response to a trigger. And we consider why we think and feel that way. We heal our traumas when we consider what is the unmet need arising from the trigger. How can we meet that need now? We heal our traumas when we face them front on and we see, hear, and accept them for what they are. We heal our traumas when we choose to pay attention. We perpetuate our traumas when we allow our childish thoughts and emotions to run away unchecked. We perpetuate our traumas when we're unconscious, unaware, and deny they even exist. Planet Earth and humanity is in a time of great turmoil and change. Never before have we seen such separation and divide triggered by opposing values, ideals, and beliefs. Never before have we seen so many people so easily abuse, berate, and name-call others with no thought or regret. Never before have we seen such anger, fear, frustration, intolerance, malice, hate, and divide. What is happening on planet Earth is a mass eruption of collective shadow and trauma. What is happening is the opportunity both individually and collectively to heal old trauma and wounds festering and coming to the surface. What is happening on planet Earth is an opportunity for great, great change. Instead, we're seeing the perpetuation of anger, frustration, separation, and division. What we're seeing is individual trauma and unresolved emotions arising and expressing collectively. What we're seeing is human beings who at their core are traumatized children acting out in response to the triggers of fear, separation, and divide. So what can we do? Well, when someone says or does something stupid that makes you angry, frustrated, or mad, it's because you're being triggered and given an opportunity to heal. And so they are now a gift and we need to see them that way. When someone says or does something hurtful or hateful to you or someone else, do not react with angry or frustrated words, violent action, or irrational behavior. Do not try to make them wrong or see your way or point of view. Don't try to have the last word or be right. Don't shut them down, shame, humiliate, deny, disown, or discard them. That's what's creating their trauma. Instead, consider the trauma and wound you feel and what you need instead. Consider the trauma and wound they feel and what they need instead. Consider how you can be the one to give yourself and them what they need and attempt to heal one more wound and resolve one more trauma in the world and transmute that energy. When someone says or does something that offends, imposes, or intrudes and triggers you, stand up for yourself for sure. Absolutely. Set your boundaries. This is not about allowing people to treat you badly, but choose to do so in a way that heals and meets your needs without triggering them right back. Choose to be more conscious and aware, shift and make a change, or choose to perpetuate and poke the wound. The choice is yours. If you want to know more, make sure you subscribe to my channel. I have a lot to share to explore spirituality practically. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. That's it for today. I hope you got something out of it. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.